bringing you today's news yesterday, which means that by the time it gets to today, you see that yesterday I already told you. Now, if you're paying attention yesterday when I tell you yesterday, then you'll know yesterday before it becomes today. But then again, every day is today that while we're listening. But bringing you today's news yesterday, this week I had, some interesting things have been happening. And you know how you're trying to plan a trip? Well, that's my life because I'm a traveler. I mean, every week I travel at least twice, even though it's local traveling. But I'm a constant traveler. I live on this island where you travel all the time. I don't want to bore you with this interesting foreign tropical island that I live on that's nothing like anyone would ever see in America. I don't want to bore you with what that's like. So I'll just say that I travel frequently. But when you're trying to make a decision about something, to buy something, to go somewhere, to start a new project, to go back to another project you were working on, you know, yeah, when you're making a decision like that, you are a normal person. You're doing things that a lot of people do, but it doesn't, I mean, we don't see these things on Facebook a lot, do we? You know, I wasn't so sure if I should finish my quilt. I had it. We don't see it. That's kind of stuff that sort of stays in the mind, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay. Or whether it's finishing working on that one car or the one model that you bought and then you half built it and then football came on or the spaghetti almost boiled over or whatever and you never went back to it. So decisions about whether to finish this, whether to buy that, whether to move here, whether to go. Yeah, I've been facing a lot of those, as all of us have, but I've been facing a lot of them recently. But something weird happened this week while I was doing those normal things that we never talk about. Things began lining up. Like auto lineup. Like heavy auto lineup. And the more I would just kind of relax and go with the flowy go, the more things lined up on themselves automatically. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. So that's been, yeah, the things have been auto lining up. And I think that's kind of cool. I don't know if they auto line up for you. Well, you know, I mean, you're making your decisions, you know, and you've got, you know, people maybe you've got to talk to get information, to get opinion, to get agreement. Maybe you need authorization. Maybe you don't want to be the dictator and you're going to let someone else make the decision. Maybe you got part, whatever. You've got other people you talk to sometimes in the decision-making process. And you're making those decisions. And I just kind of go with the flow. Like, I'm going to go visit some town, all right, and I've got friends in the town, and they kind of don't get their act together. Like they're friends, and they love to see me, and I love to see them, and we need to see each other because we have stuff that we need to do, but they just kind of are non-responsive, you know? Like, I'm coming tomorrow. Like, are you alive? No answer. Nothing. So my attitude is, all right, I'm just going to go. Hey. We said like 3 months ago that I was coming on this day at this time and I'm on my way. I'll be there in an hour. See ya. And then I just go and, you know, yeah. So. All right. Oh, what happens when I get there? Oh, the rest of the story. Well, what happens is on my way, like they'll call me or they'll show up and all of, and it finds out they were busy with stuff and I played my part. I didn't cancel the plans just because I didn't hear that they didn't cancel the plans, you know, and then cool stuff happens like, you know, I hit all green lights on the way or, you know, everything where you get to the train station, you have the last seat available on the train. Or that what you need to buy happens to be on sale. Or the restaurant you want to eat at happens to be closed. So you look for another restaurant, which is way better than anything you ever thought, and you're so glad you found the place. You know, like, that type of stuff just totally lines up. And I don't know, I think it's, you know, there's this Christian idea that's gotten into Sunday morning. There's this word in Christendom called faith, and I kind of don't like it. Because we distinguish the word, you know, here I go again, why Jesse's going to be right and everyone else is wrong. And, well, not everyone else is wrong. I don't mean that, but like, kind of. So this word, faith, I think is weird. Because in Greek, it's just pistuo. It's just this one word. Faith, trust, belief, they're all the same thing. But in English, we make them different. We act like they're different. And so I don't like to live my life of faith, because faith is this ethereal, religious, thing that you can't touch or quantify from the Sunday morning culture. And I'd rather just live by belief. Like, I'm convinced it's going to happen. Confidence is a similar word, but it's not, I suppose. Good thing I looked at the blank paper in front of me. George isn't here today. I know. How am I going to be able to talk to him if he's not here? But no, it's still the same old paper. I know what you're thinking, but he's not here, so I wasn't able to replace the new one like he was supposed to. So where, belief? Belief is a good thing. Another term is maybe good faith. You know, like, it's a show of good faith. Like, I trust people. Living by faith means you believe in people. You believe that they're going to do what they said they're going to do. I can feel your vibes, because I'm back yesterday and you're today listening. What do you do if someone doesn't come through with their part, right? Okay. Make your goals, your actions, your plans, make them have this quality, this property of being regardless. Regardlessness. There you already have it. Regardlessness. Everything you do, make sure that you have accomplished your mission, your goal, whatever it is you're doing, that you will be able to achieve something regardless. If other people don't show up, you don't have a plan B. Your plan A will succeed. And if your friends are there, you don't change to plan B. You just do plan A and. I don't think in terms of plan A, plan B, plan C. You could say that a little bit. You can say that maybe. You might list it, but I don't think that way. I think I'm going to go. And whatever there is for me, I will go through and I will see an encounter. And if my friend's there, fine. If the other people don't, if they fall through, if they don't do their part, well, it won't matter, because I have something that I'm doing anyway. And all the plans that don't depend on me, all the plans relying on other people, are intended to be extra from the beginning. And then you can be happy and people will like you. People will rely on you, because that makes you reliable. When you don't have to rely on so many other things, when you can hold your own, when your plans can hold your own without depending on others so much, you are dependable and people will depend on you more and have faith in you more. Well, that was a fun random rant. I'm going to get to the point. Many things have a threshold. Incompetence is one of them. Powerlessness is another. When a leader is viewed as both incompetent and powerless, everyone else, peers, outsiders, competitors, allies, subordinates, everyone, will view that leader as full of hot air. Once compared to a hot air balloon, it's hard to restore any respectable reputation. Hot air symptoms involve overreaching, making rules that can't be enforced, making rules that hurt and don't help, making rules outside of jurisdiction, prudence, or ethics. as a leader, it's your full-time job to make life better for others. When you don't, they poke holes. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.